Well, I think, you know, after we lost to them, we went through, you know, I think we lost two of our next three after that game and went through a little bit of a funk. They kind of stayed consistent the whole season. And, you know, but the last few games, we've had to win them. We played good teams, and we won them. So, you know, I think we're playing a little bit better on all three phases. And, you know, they've been consistent all season long.
Do you think the difference this time, though, you're going to coming in, the balance attack you guys are
going to
have this time around,
just the way, I mean. Well, we'll see about that. I mean, you know, last time I was leading rusher. Hope that's not the case again. You know, but you got to give credit to James and the way he prepared last week. He was the hot guy. He got the ball. You know, every week you never know who's going to get the majority of the carries. I'm just hopeful it's not going to be me this week.
Aaron, when you face a team that limits your possessions like these guys did the first time and then pretty much do to everybody, what becomes critical for you guys to combat that?
Well, kind of the same thing that we talked about last time we played them, and that's, you know, third down conversions and red zone getting touchdowns. And we didn't do that last time. We weren't good on third down. And the red zone, I think we had 17 points in four possessions, I believe. So that's just not going to cut it against a good team like this. They're going to control the ball. Matt's going to limit his mistakes, and they're going to run the ball on Michael Turner. So our defense needs to get off the field, and we need to sustain those drives and put them in the end zone for seven.
Does that play with you as you go into a game knowing that, you know, your possessions are going to limit? Does it change
your
mindset a little bit?
No, I don't think so.
Premium on those?
No, I think you need to just realize that, you know, it's the playoffs, and each possession has to have, you know, more importance and significance. But there's an urgency level that picks up, I think, for all the guys knowing what we're playing for.
Aaron, how confident is this team? Basically, you won three straight games that you had to win, playoff games in essence. So what does that do for the team's confidence?
Well, I think one thing we've never lacked in this locker room is confidence. And we realize the preparation that it takes to win this league. And I think the urgency level just picked up the last 3 weeks. We were fortunate enough to have two home games. We played two good teams in the Bears and the Giants. Played excellent on offense against the Giants and excellent on defense against the Bears. So, you know, against Philly is a little bit of a combination of both. Defense played very good. We cashed in our opportunities in the red zone and special teams played well. So it's going to be a three-phase game for us. In order for us to come out on top.
In Philadelphia, you guys really took it right to them. There was just a certain attitude about this club that you weren't going to let the crowd get in it. I mean, how important is it to duplicate that this weekend?
Well, it's a different setting. I think, you know, you're playing indoors. It's going to be loud. The crowd's a factor, obviously. But I think the momentum swings are what you're most worried about. And, you know, after I fumbled the ball starting the second half, we were able to take that next possession down and get it back to a two-score game. And that was big for us because the crowd was just trying to get back into it. You know, one possession, we were able to take it down, convert a couple big third downs, and put it back to an 11-point game, which allowed our defense to, you know, to continue to attack the way they were doing all game.
You did a lot of that with the spread offense in that game. Was that a favorable matchup against these guys?
Well, I mean, they do a number of different things. They're a talented defense, very well coached. I think we just need to you know, stick to what's been working. You know, I think we obviously had great balance against Philadelphia, but we're going to have to go in the game with our plan and kind of see what's working early on and stick to, you know, what we do best and hopefully be able to move the ball effectively against them.
How quickly are you able to put out of your mind, you see a big play coming, there's a drop, you know, something else happens. Are you able to just erase that real quickly, or does that linger?
In the moment, I'm able to erase it pretty quickly, but when I make a mistake, it's something I think about, you know, when I put my head down on my pillow at nighttime. Obviously, I'm a perfectionist, and I hate making mistakes, especially when they're mental mistakes. But the way I prepare myself, I expect to play well. So anytime I come in under those standards, and it's something I'll think about. But in this league, I've learned you got to move on quickly. We're in a short week, which I think, you know, being pretty healthy coming out of Philadelphia, everybody appreciates the opportunity to get back on the field very quickly, and it's a great opportunity for us.
Talk about the communication.
Yeah, I mean Scott Wells has been excellent with that all season. I think he deserves a lot of the credit in our pass protection and really in the run game as well. He does a great job of making sure we know where we're going to and who I got to be worried about. And it also helps to have you know, a guy who's played 80 games next year at left guard who, you know, is one of the smartest guys on the team, and Josh sitting in the way that he prepares. So it really starts with those interior three guys and myself, them being an extension of me and coach on the field.
How tough is it playing at the Georgia Dome for the first time around?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's a loud place. It's tough to play. tough to play there. I don't know if they pipe in the sound the way that maybe Minnesota does, but it's still a difficult environment.
What's realistic to expect from James Starks going forward here?
Well, I just think everybody hopes for the same kind of effort. I don't know if you're going to get 123 yards every week out of him. I don't even know if he's going to be the hot back this week, but you know, we expect him to prepare to play well and practice, you know, practice the way he expects to play. I think that's the reason he got the opportunity, is because his practice habits have improved. You know, coach says it, I've said it before, you need to show us in practice what you can do in order for us to have confidence you can do in the game. And that goes for James and any other player on our offense. And he's done a better job the last few weeks in practice, and he got his opportunity and made the most of it.
Karen, have you noticed any confidence problems with James Jones after that's happened a couple of times here in the last few weeks, and statistics will say he didn't throw him the ball in the second half after the drop. How do you handle a guy like that who can make one big play and then have that happen?
Well, James and I are real close. We have no issues. I didn't intentionally not throw him the ball. I'm going to go through my progressions and look for the guy who's open. And if it's James, I have no reservations throwing him the football. James has made a lot of big plays for us this year and over the course of his career, and we know he's going to make the big plays when we need it.
Quarterback to quarterback, what are your thoughts on that, Ryan?
I'm a friend of Matt's, and I've got to spend some time at various charity events over the past couple off seasons, and a lot of respect for the way he plays. I think he delivers the ball on time. He gets the ball out of his hands and takes a lot of sacks. He obviously played at a Pro Bowl level this season. He's tough to beat at home. I think he's only lost twice as a starter at home. So he does a great job there in that dome, and he's very efficient with that offense, and he's a great player.